today I'm going to be in the Gospel of John, and I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ when he calls himself the I Am. I want to begin in John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Of course, in the Old Testament, when the Jewish people were in the wilderness, and God provided manna for them every day and fed them for 40 years, it's a picture of Christ. He is the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. In chapter 6, verse 48, it says, I am that bread of life. Verse 47 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. All false religions try to make salvation more difficult than it is. Jesus said, whoever comes to me, who believeth on me, has everlasting life. In John 3, verse 36, the last verse of chapter 3, he said, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. Any religions that try to add baptism or good works to your salvation are false religions. Very clearly, over and over and over again, Jesus said that whoever believes on him has everlasting life. And the people that try to add baptism to salvation, in Acts chapter 2:38, it says, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sin. The idea is there, since you have been saved, you need to be baptized, demonstrate that you've received Christ as your Savior. Baptism or good works never saves you. But anyway, back in John chapter 6, it says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. In John chapter 9, we find Jesus as the light of the world. Chapter 9, verse 5, it says, as long as I am in the world, the speaker here is Jesus Christ, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Have you ever heard someone say this? I don't know how I would get through this without Jesus Christ. I think it's a great statement. And I don't know how some people get through tragedies and crisis in their life without Jesus Christ. The Bible says when you have Christ as your Savior, he is a light unto your path. He protects you. He guards you. In Psalm 37, it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He is the light of the world. In Matthew 5, it says we are to be the salt and light. We are to hold back sin, but also we're to be the light of the world as an example of Christ living in our life. As long as I am in the world, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Without Jesus Christ, you're living in spiritual darkness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, all the unsaved are spiritually blinded. They're living in spiritual darkness. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 that the person without Christ thinks the things of God are foolish. They're nonsense. But to the believer, the things of God are the power of God in their life. So Jesus says here, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Look to Jesus, my friend, and you will find peace and a joy and happiness you've never, never experienced before. Now in John chapter 10, verse 9, we find Jesus being called the door. John 10, verse 9, Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture, or he will find nourishment. He will be nourished. Now, I'm a very strong believer in the fact that the Bible must be interpreted literally. Any place you read in the Bible needs to be interpreted literally unless it is absolutely obvious that it can't be. Here would be an example. John 10, verse 9 says, Jesus says, I am the door. Well, we know Jesus is not a door. He's not a door that we open and we shut. He's not a door that we knock upon. But meaning by saying he's the door, he's saying he is the way to get to God. Let's read it again. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, if you go through the door of Jesus Christ, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture, find nourishment. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus Christ says, I'm the way to get to heaven. I am the door of salvation. You do not get to God the Father except going through the door of Jesus Christ. Then in verse 11, he's called the Good Shepherd. Verse 11, Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. There's a picture here. Christ has given his life for you and me. He gave his life on Calvary when he suffered and died for our sin, and he becomes our Good Shepherd. Just as a Good Shepherd would be on the fields of Israel, a Good Shepherd would give his life to protect his sheep. And then we go to chapter 11 of the Gospel of John, where Jesus is called the Resurrection. Let's look at verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. If you have not trusted Christ as your personal Savior, you're spiritually dead. But if you'll put your faith in the resurrected Christ, you will have life. And he promises in the next verse, verse 26, and if you believe in me, you shall never die. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then I'll go to John chapter 14. I love this verse. Of course, this is the verse that's so often quoted at funerals. Verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus Christ is the speaker. And in verse 5, Thomas is asking him, Lord, how do we know the way? And Jesus says in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to God the Father but by me. Jesus Christ says, I am the way to heaven. I am the way to God the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way to get to God the Father. No man comes any other way. Now, we are faced in the world today with many what we call great religions, the religion of Islam. I don't think it's great because it's good. It's great because of the massive amount of people that follow it. The great religion of Buddhism, the great religion of Hinduism, the great religion of Catholicism. These are religions, but they offer a different way to get to heaven other than through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Some would say, well, I believe in Christ, but he's not quite enough, therefore I have to perform all these other good things. Christianity doesn't say that. Christianity says Jesus Christ is the way. If you'll place your faith in Christ, your faith in Christ plus nothing equals salvation. You can know Jesus Christ by believing on him and nothing else. Some say you have to be baptized. Some say you have to go to confession. Some say you have to do Holy Communion. Different things like that, but those are not essential to salvation. Salvation is through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he says, I am the way. And then finally, in chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus says he is the vine. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, or my Father is the gardener. Jesus Christ gives life, my friend, and that is the honest truth.